Well, welcome. This is Judith Conrad with the Judith Conrad radio program. I am so excited. I think yesterday was an all-time high for my radio programs. We had the whole theme was around healing, and I'm going to be putting it up on judithconradradio.com as soon as I receive it and can process it and get it up. It is worth a listen, a second listen, a third listen, a fourth listen. It's not just because I did a good job. It was because Spirit was working through me, and it was really information that could help a whole lot of people. And today, we're going to continue on with a theme of healing. A little later on, we're going to have Kathleen Hogan, who has experienced the opportunity to heal. And I like that, experience the opportunity to heal. And I think every one of us has had some kind of something where we have been required to move above and beyond to get, because beyond, whatever that means. And we have connected with Source, with our angels, with our guides. They have helped us reconnect. And since I sat down at this table getting ready to do the program, I've had a flood of healing modalities just pop into my head. I've been jotting them down. Yesterday we did what I call the golden healing ball of light. And this is, and I was looking for the gentleman from China, the doctor who had written a book about that. He was on KEST, probably still is on KEST, my San Francisco station. And it is such a good tool of, you know, using that to bring it in through the top of your head, which I call the crown chakra. When it's open and available to Spirit, then that just came down in into the pineal gland and then to any place where there is healing required. So we're going to continue on with this theme of whatever healing modality wants to happen. If you out there have had some kind of a situation, and I've had 2-3 emails, actually one from my wonderful ex-student from De Anza High School, and it was such a traumatic situation, and I said, well, you know, tune in, but she can't be here, so she'll check in with the archives. And some of the situations that are going on with the chaos, yes, we do need to be able to tap into that place of the void, of the zone to be available to where the soul is, you can access the soul. So let's start out with a couple quotes that I have going on to the intuitive insights and then continuing on. Well, by the way, happy new moon from yesterday. New beginnings, new beginnings, new beginnings. We're transmuting the shadow. We're transmuting that monster in the abyss, the booga booga. And we can joke about it. However, we are really focusing on how we can move past that and identify whatever it is, tie a bow around the monster. They don't like that. And to really go to the depths, to spelunk into that place where we are able to access it. So the quote came from Jeanette Campbell, Angel, and it was ultimately from Eileen Caddy. Expect your every need to be met. Now that says a lot. I expect my every need to be met. Expect the answer to every problem. Expect abundance on every level. And that's part of healing also, to expect. When we have had people who have somebody done us wrong, whatever that is, and we can move above that into our expectations that it is back into that place of trust. Now, here's one from the Dalai Lama. People take different roads seeking fulfillment and happiness. Just because they're not on your road doesn't mean they've gotten lost. Many times we want to push, shove, and to cajole and get them on a path of righteousness, whatever it is. We can see, unless they're paying you, let it go. And if they're paying you to coach them, that's fine. If they have given you permission to do that, and even when I'm working with my coaching clients, if something doesn't just feel right in the moment, I just say, give it a couple of days and just experiment with it to see whether it is working. These are things that I've worked with. I've had so many years of experience of working with the intuitive, being trained by some of the best, I have to say, and some of the ones who no one has ever heard of, no, probably never will, but they just gave me the greatest gift. So that the different healing modalities that are coming through, I'm inviting you, if you would like to use them, fine. If not, just, you know, you might want to say, well, maybe you want to talk to Judith. She has some different ways of looking at different things. So in my business coaching is about putting spirit in your business and business in your spiritual work, which means that I've trained a lot of folks in the spiritual community to put a foundation under them to get their goals, get their mission, get their vision, get everything in alignment so that they know how to move forward. Okay, here's the fun part, the intuitive insights reading for today. And I pull some cards, divination tools, with the idea that I'm thinking about you and the theme, which is healing on the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. And there are four of them. And I write them out, and I just sit, and I whatever comes through from spirit, I write it down, thinking of you, knowing that I'm going to use it on the radio. So if you would like to pick a number from 1 to 4, number 1, number 2, number 3, or number 4. So I'm going to – I always pick 1, 2, even though I've written them out. I forget what I've said and what I've written down. I think I'm going to pick number 2. Yesterday I picked number 3, so today I'm picking number 2. Pick number 1, pick number 2, number 3, or number 4. And then as you're thinking about, okay, I picked number 2, I picked number 3, number 4. Let's think of a question now, which is, and this is the way I like to have people phrase it, give me information about. See, what I love to do is to be able to educate people of what things have worked with me. I could ask a question, oh, just tell me anything. Well, that's just way too broad. The question, I'd like to have you narrow it down. Give me information about, well, let's throw it up. Give me information about new students or new coaching clients that want to come to me. And so that's my question. Give me question. You can write your own. Give me information about working with a coach. Yeah, that could be one. And any information that comes through, it gives you something to hang your hat on. One of the things that Kate was on Facebook today was hitting rock bottom. This is your new foundation for moving forward, because you've hit rock bottom in whatever in your life, your relationship. Now you get to build a new foundation from, you can't go any lower. And so you're building the rock bottom foundation and then moving forward on this. Okay, here we go. Number one. For those folks who picked number one, actually, they're all of them are for you, but in specific, you know, specificity, I want you to pick one that is going to have more power than others. Okay, number one is the Nine of Cups. It's happiness. It's Jupiter in Pisces. Jupiter is expansion. It is opportunity in Pisces, which is that it's kind of elusive. Pisces is an elusive one of those. In the astrology, it's making manifest emotionally anything onto the physical plane, because there are three cups across, three cups down. So these cups are made out of pewter, which are solid. So I want you to visualize this. So I like to use the symbolism. The symbolism is pewter cups. They're solid. They represent substantiability. And you're taking whatever emotional ideas that you have and you're putting them into a solid form, which just happens to be what I have given you, pewter cups. Could have been anything, but what is on the card shows pewter cups, three across, three down, equaling 9. And it's bringing emotional bliss and joy of creating to a new level. You know, and this, I've been using my own stuff to create new clients, and I'll be doggone if it isn't working. I am so thrilled that I get to work with people on the, you know, their intuition, their business, etc. So we're bringing the emotional bliss and joy of creating to a new level. And here's a quote for you. I facilitate happy clients who love to expand their intuitive skills and create abundance. That would be clients or whatever. Where do you find your greatest joy in your business? For me, it is teaching intuitive skills and doing it on the radio or doing it with clients. Happiness is my natural condition. Do you like that or not? Number two, this is mine. The Nine of Wands, which is spiritual strength. It's the sun and moon in Sagittarius. Now, Sagittarius is your vision. What is the vision? What is the mission? What is the goal? What is the bottom line that you want to create? So if you have hit rock bottom, and I'm thinking of just one particular person who has hit rock bottom in a situation where everything just fell apart in her life, and it actually resulted, one particular person I'm thinking of actually resulted in the death of a friend, and it's actually murder. And not that I want to bring this in, but she's hit rock bottom. And so the sun and moon in Sagittarius, as I'm talking to her, and I asked her to listen to the program, it's directing your energy to the conscious power and strength that you possess deep within. That's the sun in Sag. To put energy into going direct to the healing of that situation or any situation. And then the moon in Sagittarius says, trust the direction you are being given on the unconscious level. As you're sitting in meditation and you're sitting in this very quiet place, messages will come to you. Write them down and know that this is a direction that spirit wants you to move. And another acquaintance that I have, and I'm sure she's listening here, received a definite direct command, not just a suggestion, but a command. You are to do this. You are to channel angels. Oh, she said, oh, I don't think so. She fought it for, well, quite a while. But angels kept coming back and saying, you know, you got to do this. This is what you're being given. And when you're being given like a command that's strong, you move. You move on it. So regarding Sagittarius, what is your vision? Where do you want to go? What is your mission? What is your purpose in life? What is the bigger picture that spirit wants you to do? I mean, yes, to channel angels, but why? Why is that so important? What does this person have to share? And the other person I was mentioning where with the death of a friend, what is the significance? What is the vision that we can give to her around that? The other part of this is with Sagittarius, is there a hidden, latent, which means hidden, unused, unusual powers that are being revealed? Ooh, that's mine. I like that. Well, I'm coming back to my healing. That's why I picked that topic. And I have all my material out here that I've studied, starting in 1984. And I can't believe all of this stuff that I've got. I've got DNA activations. I've got, channeling, healing modalities. Oh, it's just wonderful that they're all coming back. This new strength, which is what the name of the card is, strength and self-realization cannot be denied, nor can you return to the former ways. So if you're being given a command, you're being given a message, this is a beginning of a far-reaching inner and outer unfolding of your potential. Pay attention to the messages. Pay attention to the dreams. I love dream interpretation. That's one of the things I've done for years and years, also past lifetimes, etc. Number three, if you pick number three, looking at give me information about your question, the Two of Wands, which is dominion. Two dorjis. You know, dorjis are power tools that you would find in Tibet or in Tibet, I would say. And these are power tools that you use, that one uses to symbolically carve out old things, or if you're using a crystal that has a point on it, you're circling it around the heart, especially if you have heartache, you would circle that crystal or the dorji around the heart to extract the pain from the heart. Pretty powerful. This is power. This is all about power. Mars in Aries. Mars is about energy. It's dynamic energy in Aries, which is new. It's new, it's pioneering, everything. You have all the tools necessary for the healing. You have all the tools to find that hidden, latent power that you possess. Mars is a bearer of dynamic, active powers, and it's in its own sign of Aries. And Aries, now, I always think of Aries as the pioneer. I think of Lewis and Clark. They got ready to go, you know, across the mountains, and they needed a guide to do that, of course. I think of Christopher Columbus jumping in those ships and coming across the ocean, having, you know, only the stars to guide them. So pioneering, it means that you are finding new ways and methods of advancement and new directions. Is that not exciting? Number four is fortune. The wheel of fortune is turning for you. It's got Jupiter in there again. You know, Jupiter, again, moves slowly. It is expansion. It is that represents opportunities, new beginnings, and it's also high creativity, big breakthroughs, and self-realization. Are you hearing any of the repeating words? And this is about unexpected fortune. How about this? I am ready for good fortune and miracles in my career, in healing, in working with clients, in my radio. I absolutely adore this radio program, the station. The people here are so awake, so conscious. And so I'm on Wednesday from 4 to 5, Thursday from 4 to 5, and I believe on Tuesday, November 1st, I will be starting my Tuesday program from 4 to 5. So I have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 4 to 5. I'm a happy camper. Until it gets too much. But, you know, right now I can see that it isn't going to get too much because I have so much material to share. So in looking at the intuitive mind, the healing mind, it's a sacred gift. This comes from Albert Einstein. The intuitive mind is a sacred gift. The rational mind is a faithful servant. We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift, the intuitive gift. Looking at what was given in the intuitive insights reading, I wonder what information, what you gleaned from this. When Kathleen calls in about 10 minutes or maybe, we'll call her in. What she's getting out of this, I wonder what you, the listener out there, is getting. If you want to call in a little later after I finish doing my talking, I'd love to have you share what you got out of that, which number you pick, number one, number two, number three, or number four. It's always perfect. For example, if you walking through a bookstore, a book falls off the shelf, it's your book. You can choose to deny it, or you can, you know, just let it sit there. But most of the time, Spirit is working with you, wanting you to wake up, wake up, wake up. All right. So Spirit is telling me to do this soul bubble visualization. What I'd like to have you do, this is another way of doing, to enter into this healing space. You know that visualization and imagination, these are some of the most important tools. If you can't visualize, then let's just imagine and let's pretend. When you were a kid, for example, when I was a kid, I used to ride on my magic carpet. I loved flying all over. It was in my imagination, of course. And I was imagining doing that. And one of the greatest imaginations I've had is imagine that you have a lemon and you're putting it in your mouth. Don't you feel the taste buds, especially toward the back of your tongue, you can start feeling the taste of a lemon? And let's do another imagination. Imagine that you don't try to see it, that there's a pink elephant with purple spots, or no, yellow spots. A purple elephant with yellow spots. Don't try to imagine that. Just don't. Guess what? Do you imagine that purple elephant with yellow spots? Or maybe it's got multiple colors of spots. A lot of people like to take it one step further. So imagining is exactly like that. Your senses are what lead you into this place of imagination and visualization. I'm sure you've been at an ocean. you've been on a subway or something. So all of these are symbols of something else. So right now, what I'd like to have you do is put your feet on the ground. If you want to stand up, that's fine. Put your arms down by your side. And I want you to move your focus, your point of awareness, into your belly. In fact, you may want to put your hand on your belly. Feel free to do that. And I want you to visualize and imagine that you are relaxed. You're relaxing, you're relaxing, you're relaxing. Keep breathing. Start breathing into the base of, down to the bottom of your belly. Keeping breathing in and breathing out. Remember yesterday I said breathing up and breathing down. It's wherever. Wherever you put your focus. I want you to, so you're sitting quietly with your arms at your side. You're breathing in. You're slowing down and slowing down. I want you to imagine and pretend that you're starting to create this bubble, a translucent bubble. And translucent means you can see through it. It kind of has the essence of mother of pearl, I think. So I want you to imagine and pretend that you're building this translucent bubble around you. It's a soul bubble, because you're going to be able to access your soul in this. So I want you to imagine that the bubble, you're inside the bubble. Can you imagine that? There's plenty of breathing room. Breathe, breathe, breathe. Breathing in, breathing out. Some people get claustrophobic. Make the bubble 8 feet above you. 8 feet below you. 8 feet to the right of you. 8 feet to the left of you. 8 feet to the front of you. 8 feet to the back of you. And you are the nucleus of this, in this bubble. You're right in the center. You're suspended in this wonderful translucent bubble. Feels kind of nice, doesn't it? So let's go back over this. You are in the middle of this bubble, suspended in this bubble. You're totally, it's almost like you're in the womb. Someone was thinking that. I knew that's why I said that. So the bubble is 8 feet above you, 8 feet below you, 8 feet to the right of you, to the left of you, in front of you, and behind you, and all around. The bubble is complete, and you are in the center. It's great protection in case you get in a place where you need to have protection. I want you to feel yourself floating within this bubble in the state of oneness with spirit, your soul, your angels, your guides, your power animals, whichever one pops up. Mine is bringing forth my angel. Well, they can't all get in here. Just one. They all want to come in. They could, I guess. I'm just going to expand my bubble to 16 feet then, so I have room for more angels in here. I want you to imagine, pretend that you are in a place of perfect peace. Everything in that bubble is in perfection. You are connected with Source. You are connected with God. And from this place, in this place, you are available for healing, because everything is in perfection. So I want you to focus on any issue, anything that's happened in the last few weeks. Maybe yesterday, maybe today, something's happened. And I want you to focus on that and bring it in to the bubble. So you can give it a name. This was mistrust. It was cancer that came in. It was something. And I want you to surround whatever it is, that heartbreak, the pain, the betrayal, the shame, the blame, anything, you can name it. Just take one. And I want you to encapsulate that in this, in its own bubble within. And in this bubble of perfection, within the bubble that where you are, and wherever that is occurring in your body, I want you to remove it from the body and put it in this second, this little bubble, And that's going to be transmuted, because spirit is there working on whatever this is in that little bubble. And I want you to see the bubble shrinking and shrinking and shrinking until it is no more, and whatever the problem is no more. And I want you to feel the love that is there that replaces whatever was in that little bubble. It's love beyond anything you've ever experienced. Okay. Now, continuing to breathe. We're going to come back out of this now, because you definitely are in an altered state. Some of you may say, I didn't feel anything. Well, you did. Yes, you did, because I saw it. I felt it. I felt you shifting your energy. So now I want you to bring that bubble smaller and smaller and put it in your heart. That used to be 8 feet above, below, to the right, to the left, before, in front, and behind. I want you to bring it down and shrink it and put it in your heart. It is available at any time. Anytime. I want you to send people to this website to listen to this program again, because I want everyone to be healed. It is not about charging anything for this. This is my job here to teach and to make sure that everyone is in this place of peace and happiness and without any dis-ease. Wonderful. Okay, continuing to breathe. Now step up the breathing so it's not quite so slow. I want you to step it up, step it up, step it up. Breathing in, breathing out. Move a little faster on your breathing. Breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. And declare that the healing is over and done and you are complete. The healing is done. It's over. It's done. You don't get to bring it back. And why would you want to do that? Okay, well, we're about ready to go for break, because I want to bring in Kathleen, and thank you for participating in this. And once Kathleen gets on, shares her story, I want you to think about calling in also and sharing whatever you got out of the first four cards of the intuitive insights, and also what you got out of this healing soul bubble. Okay, I'll be right back with Kathleen Hogan.
What is an intuitive reading? Why do people come to an intuitive such as Judith Conrad for a reading? They are in crisis or chaos. They just know that there is more information that they can't put their finger on. They want to know how to fully utilize their potentials and resources. They want to slow down to receive answers. They want more tools to deal with life changes. They know that their ways of resolving their problems aren't working. They've lost control. They want to find relevance and meaning to their life. They are experiencing loss of homes, jobs, careers, relationship, love, one's death, major changes. They want to know how to break out of the status quo. Judith Conrad can assist in this transformation. Call Judith at 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610. And check out the website at eugeneintuitive.com.
Get a coach. Here we are at the beginning of 2011, and it's time to jumpstart your life. Let's see where you are with the following questions.
Are your New Year's resolutions still valid? Are you procrastinating on your current goals? Are your goals meaningful? Are you ready to really commit to a quantum leap in your business and personal life? Want to know your life's purpose? Do you have a creative idea that needs developing?
If so, call Judith Conrad, a personal, business, and intuitive coach with 25 years of entrepreneurial coaching experience. She is a cut-to-the-chase coach who knows what's ahead. Call 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610.
Timely tips on the Judith Conrad radio program. Judith is offering an opportunity to share your minute of how-to information every week on her radio program. The same information will be featured on her website. What a unique way to spread the word about your business, service, and about you. Call Judith Conrad for an interview about this marketing idea. 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610.
And welcome back. This is Judith Conrad. This is the Judith Conrad radio program. Before I bring in Kathleen, I'm just going to do a quick summary of the intuitive insight cards. The first one was the Nine of Cups, happiness, which is manifesting emotionally onto the physical plane. And the second one was the Nine of Wands, strength, sun and moon and Sag, Sagittarius, which is, you know, finding your latent unused, unusual powers and bringing them forth, beginning something new and unusual. And the number three was the Two of Wands, Dominion, Mars and Aries, which is you in a power relationship with spirit, with God, and bringing forth action, your active powers, and being the pioneer. And number four was the Wheel of Fortune, where Jupiter is bringing in new beginnings, expansion, creativity, big breakthroughs, self-realization, unexpected fortune, and I'm ready for good fortune and miracles. All right, so welcome to the program, Kathleen Hogan.
Hi, Judith. Thank you for asking me to be on your show.
Right, and I just, you know, I just got that you're the one that's supposed to be on this radio program today. You know, sometimes I wait till the last minute, which I did today, and other times I will have people lined up, you know, 2 or 3 weeks in advance. But I just really got that you were the one to come on.
Well, thank you.
So with the four cards, which number did you pick?
Three.
Number three, mm-hmm. Which is you being in a power relationship with spirit and you having all kinds of tools and being the pioneer. So what did you get out of that for your life right now? And you can incorporate that into your business or whatever.
A pioneer. Well, I'm not sure if I have any pioneering feelings. I feel like I'm like in the middle of my business and growing it. And then I'm also like being inspired by specifically this one person online who makes coats out of sweaters. And she uses color in a way that is just really inspiring to me. I'm just being inspired by people. I met a couple people last night, and they were both, for some reason, talking about dragonflies or wearing dragonflies, and it's one of my power animals. And, you know, I just looking for synchronicity in my life and just staying open to receiving help wherever I can find it and inspiration, just being open to it and having fun with following, you know, just the inspiration or the advice of other people, like Brian Kitching, for example.
Right.
And just strangers I find online.
Right.
So I'm not so sure that I'm a pioneer in any of that. But,
you know, of all the people, and I'm just looking, we were at Name Droppers today, and I'm just looking at all the other folks that are in the room. I think all of us are pioneers in that particular organization. Uh-huh. Of all the people, I think you are one of the most pioneering because you're not afraid to be flamboyant. You're not afraid to think outside the box and be outside the box. You're willing to, like with your glass work, you're making the, I don't know what you call them, but you're
recycled
glass. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not thinking outside the box. That's pioneering.
Okay. Well, I'm certainly unwilling to just be out there because I don't really care that much what people think about me. Not a whole lot. I mean, in a business sense, I do. I want people to appreciate that my products are handmade and beautifully made and all that. But, you know, as far as going down the street and waving or just, like, I don't know, talking to people in line at the grocery store, I think people are really in ruts and bored with their lives. And if someone's acting silly, it's a good thing.
Yeah. And, you know, pioneering doesn't have to be rocket science. Mm-hmm. It can be as simple as baking a great pie, you know. Mm-hmm. And whatever that is, it's your way of doing it. It's how you mm-hmm. bring your talents and sometimes people don't realize until they're put on the spot. until they get maybe a sickness or an illness mm-hmm. that they have the capacity to heal themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, go ahead.
Oh, I was just thinking of the times when my body has healed itself, you know, when I had cancer and then when I had leg surgeries, and I was reading some of my old journals and my hips and knees used to hurt a lot and they don't anymore. And I thought, I wonder when that went away. You know, it's just like all year long, my heel hurt really bad. And I thought it was plantar fasciitis, and I just did all this stuff to try to get rid of it. And then I went and had an MRI, found out it was coming from my back, and my heel pain went away the same day. I mean, my back still hurts, but it's my heel done.
Yeah, you found the root cause there, and it was something that you hadn't anticipated.
Right. It's just kind of disappeared. It's cool.
And so you had cancer. Mm-hmm. How did you heal that?
Well, I, you know, they caught it pretty early. It was endometrial cancer. And, you know, once they took out my uterus, then they chopped up my ovaries for the heck of it, sent them to lab and said I had cancer in my ovaries too. But since the ovarian cancer hadn't really gotten started, I healed pretty easily from the whole thing. You know, I did chemo and radiation as well as the surgery. But, you know, I just thank God that it was caught early enough that it didn't go into my ovaries really bad. And I'm glad I came home from the Caribbean when I did, because if I had stayed in the Caribbean, you know, the ovarian cancer probably would have got a lot worse. So the timing from coming home from living in the Caribbean for 3 years and coming back to Eugene and finding this apartment and making it into this nest where I brought all my stuff that was scattered everywhere. And then I found out I had cancer. And so I had this perfect little nest all set up for dealing with that adventure of 6 months of chemo and radiation. That was pretty interesting time, funny in a lot of ways.
That's great. You can laugh at it, like laugh with it, and because it's part of your experience and part of what's brought you to who you are now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a whole chemo babe routine worked out because, you know, I lost all my hair, and that was pretty funny.
I bet you had wild hats.
Yeah, and it was cold in the winter. It gave me a lot of sympathy for men without hair.
Yeah.
It's really cold.
Yes, that's right. We don't even think about things like that, do we?
Right. I was banging my head on things because I didn't get that microsecond of warning from my hair.
Well, you got a full head of hair now.
Yep. Got normal hair now.
Normal hair now. So that was how many years ago?
Eight
years ago.
And then just last year, you know, that radiation damage showed up in my small intestine, and I went and did that hyperbaric treatment at Riverbend, and that was really wonderful that service is available in Eugene, and just showed up 6 months ago and just in time for me to go use the service. So it's like, I don't know, it just feels like the services are there that I need when I need them, and I don't so much think that anything needs to be all that much different in my life anymore, just more like just watching my life more than trying to change my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good. So you're being the observer of Kathleen Hogan.
Right. Like I'm a separate character. And, you know, that's what I've studied in quantum physics, is that, you know, this is kind of a hologram and we're all pieces of God acting out our particular character's adventure. And you can kind of just watch your character at the same time that you're also trying to, you know, not trying, but talking to your angels or spirits or different parts of yourself or whatever people do.
Not everyone knows how to talk with their angels. I'm, you know, because I just assumed everyone knew how to do that. And so how do you do that?
Well, I just use the word angels because you were using that word. I don't really feel like, I don't know. I used to talk to my oversoul. I used to like try to channel my oversoul when I was reading the Seth books. And
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Was really into the whole concept of having an oversoul who was managing several different people's lives at several different times. And, you know, I don't so much do that anymore. I'm just, I don't know. I'm just tuning into life and
life. This is good. This is good. I'm enjoying this. Thank you. Because I like to know how people think, how they tick, how they connect with source, how they connect with their angels, how they connect with their power animals. How do you know you got a power animal? And you know, it's just I'm in this place of curiosity to see how you do it. I know when I sit down with my tarot cards, it's like there's a space, like I'm in that bubble, and information comes flooding in. And I can get the same card 3 days in a row, and each day it's a different meaning because I have a different focus that day.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
So
I use tarot a little bit also, you know, and I have my chart read like once a year. I just kind of believe in everything at this point in my life. I, you know, definitely believe that there's a higher power out there and that I'm part of that higher power. That's not separate from me. You know, I don't think God is finished growing or developing, because we are part of God, at least what I think, and we're not done growing and developing.
That's right.
So I don't really anymore think that there's this God out there that already knows everything and is all powerful and all knowing. I think we are part of God and we're all growing together, and God's as curious about what's going to happen next as we are. I mean, because we, I don't know, I just don't see the separation anymore.
Very good. And that's a key thing. You know, in the bubble, when I could experience that, I was at one-ment with God, just totally.
Mm.
There was no, you know,
nice
boundary between where God began and I began, whatever. It was just all one, and that's why I like to do that one, and I just love sharing things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so... What else can you share about, you know, that's just a real kernel that you just gave to our audience.
Yeah, it's like, it's just this new stuff I'm reading on quantum physics that is, everyone is like doing the whole hologram view of looking at the world. And, you know, Greg Braden and
love him.
Yeah, I love him. And this guy who I was listening to his stuff online, he hasn't written it down yet, but... The man that wrote Busting Loose from the Money Game, I forget his name right now. But anyway, I don't know. I'm just really into the quantum physics approach of looking at life at the moment.
Good.
And then meanwhile, I'm just going along doing what I do, which is to make lap desks and to help people with their bodies. You know, maybe hook up a few more physical therapy clients. It was really fun working with, working with people. So
yes,
I don't like to do it a whole lot because I have so much arthritis. You know, I would like to figure out how to cure my own arthritis.
Have you considered going into that bubble and asking, you know, once you get into that bubble and then presenting, you know, as you become one with God or spirit or whatever, whoever, that you ask then, okay, let's change this arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do whatever it is required so that is released.
Yeah, that would be great.
There you go.
I'll certainly keep it up. Not trying. I hate that word trying, but you know, just that's exactly what it feels like, is I'm trying this thing and that thing to shift the quantum universe.
You bet. Well, this quantum physics, I'm hearing more folks talk about this. Now, is there a book or a tape or a program that you're following?
Greg Braden's book, Divine Matrix, explains the quantum physics experiments that started like in the 1900s, and his book explains the holographic concept really, really well, how every tiny part of something is also in every other part, you know, and it's really hard for me to explain it, but, you know, you can read the book. And then the other guy, Robert Schoenfeld, that wrote Busting Loose from the Money Game, because there is no way to win the money game, so you just have to bust loose from the whole thing. And then he's gone on to do another series of informative things online about, well, he calls it living in phase one reality, where you totally think that this is real, this whole thing that's going on around us is real, and then phase two reality, where you realize it's a hologram. It's kind of like in the Matrix. And then phase three, where you actually live in a new way and you just watch what comes into your hologram every day and you just react to it in intuitive ways. You just walk towards things that appear in your day. You just are drawn to them and you go that way. But you don't make a five-year plan or a one-year plan, or you don't make any plans. I love it. You just go for the things that draw you throughout the day and you stop thinking so much.
I like that. You have given such a gift here.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. See, I'm learning here, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure many of the folks out there listening are learning. And if you'd like, any of you would like to call in and join in on the conversation, we would invite you to do that. You can come in on Skype, or you can, you know, wherever you're listening, on bbsradio.com or on judithconradradio.com. And by the way, this program will be up on my website, judithconradradio.com, probably tomorrow sometime. But you can listen to it, you know, also on BBS Radio. So I always like to get it on my program too, my website. As they said today, you know, it's all about getting people to your website.
Yes, that's right. Go to my website.
Yeah. So what is your website?
www.luxurylapdesk.com.
Luxury lap
desk. Singular.
Mm-hmm. .com. I always like to write it down because I know if I'm writing it down, that's the folks out there. Luxurylapdesk.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you start creating this? I mean, you made a whole business out of lap desks.
I know. Well, it was something that I used to do on the side when I had a physical therapy private practice. Then I stopped doing that because I pretty much got burned out. And then I went to the Caribbean and worked in a medical school. And when I came back, then I got cancer. And then because of the divorce that I went through, my ex-husband gave me all the shop tools. And I just started making lap desks because it was something I'd already knew how to do. And then I wanted to have a online business, and just for lack of anything better, I just picked lap desks just to learn how to have an online business. And, you know, it's not a great, huge, resounding commercial success, but I have learned so much about websites and, manufacturing and my own capacity to grow a business, which I'm still afraid to do. You know, I'm afraid to take this step where it makes the business really huge. So, you know, just aware of that. And I'm just like a control freak. So I like to, you know, do it all myself. But now I know I need help, and people like Brian Kitching and Denise Bynes, and all the other people that I've met who are helping me with the social networking aspects and the website aspects.
Great.
And I already have the whole manufacturing. I already have friends in Eugene who could do the manufacturing part for me. But, you know, I'm just where I'm at.
Yeah, good. Well, we got Dawn on from America on line 3. So let's bring in Dawn and have her add to the conversation. Hi, Dawn.
Hey, how are you?
Just fine.
Listen,
where are you
calling? I'm calling because I was concerned about your guest's arthritis. And
okay.
I know you all have been talking about, spiritual healing, but I'm wondering if your guest has tried chondroitin sulfate, glucosamine sulfate, MSM, or far infrared therapies, because there are a lot of things that might be able to help that. Have you tried any of those particular things?
Yeah, I just started taking glucosamine and chondroitin about, 6 months ago, and I think it's helping. I'm not taking the MSN piece of it, which might help even more. I don't know.
It's sulfur. It's MSM, but it's a sulfur, just like MSM. Glucosamine and chondroitin are sulfur-based, and they think that may be it. Actually, veterinarians discovered that, arthritis for their horse, their horses that had arthritis. Finally, somebody said, well, gee, maybe that might work for people. And the problem is nowadays, old days people used to suck the marrow from bones and they used to eat a lot of organ meats. We used to get a lot of things that we don't have in our diet now. Those are things. And far infrared is wonderful. If you can get in a far infrared sauna, there are mats. Also, they have some great kind of massage machines that you can use on those joints that are fantastic. And nightshades, if you eat a lot of tomatoes and things like that, some people have problems with nightshades, eggplant, and arthritis. But I don't think there's any reason for you to be suffering from arthritis. And if you do some good web searches with some natural healing sites, I think you can work with your arthritis and be kind of freed from that.
Well, that would be nice. My thumbs are pretty thrashed from treating kids and then from making lap desks. So it's mostly my thumbs that bother me. And, working with Sandy Thompson here in town, she's given me a lot of supplements that I should be taking. And I just need to do it.
Okay, but listen, this is a common sense, intuitive thing. If you can get a far infrared, you can get these, like, massage machines. They're just like you hold them in your hand and it'll have, like, the red thing on the end of it. And just, like, massage your thumbs, you know, and it keeps those things from crystallizing. I mean, that's just an intuitive thing. Get you a good massager that has far infrared and work your hands with it, with the supplements. You know, and I think you'd be surprised. Far infrared is fantastic. And look on the website. See, there's a lot you can do for arthritis.
Okay. Yes. Cinnamon.
Thanks, Dawn.
Okay.
Thanks,
you're welcome.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
Bye-bye.
Okay.
I'm calling from, I'm a citizen of the world, so I don't want to nail it, okay?
Oh, that's fine. I love it. Thanks, Dawn.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That's what I love about this program. That's so much, you know, we never know where people are calling from, and this on the internet. It just goes out into the world, and I'm just thrilled with this, and you get to be a part of it, Kathleen.
Yes, that's great, Judith. I appreciate it.
Well, she's given you some good information, and I've given you and the world out there the healing bubble, the soul bubble, and how to connect with spirit, and you never know from that point what's going to happen, because you're in this altered state, and of course, you know, focusing on the. I mean, this is really the alternative.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you, Dawn, for giving something that's just a little bit more on the physical plane.
Mm-hmm.
But yet it's intuitive. It's so intuitive. It's organic. Mm-hmm. I guess you would call it organic. It's natural, and it's something that could work.
Yes, and I know there's lots of supplements like curcumin and those other types of things that would also be helpful.
Oh, so many. You can't even begin to
yes, anti-inflammatories. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's one of them that I take too. So, but I've decided to cut back on a whole bunch because I just decided, you know, I was spending a whole lot of money on supplements and vitamins. And I said, you know, why can't I just heal myself?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I have been using my own coaching because I'm bringing all of this back from all of the courses I've taken and all of the, you know, my former practice. And I'm just bringing it back and working on me. And I'm just so thrilled to see what's happening. Yeah. Well, you're doing this. You're being the pioneer, because I'm very clear you're a pioneer. And I'm just anxious to see what's going to come up next.
Yeah, me too.
if you had to guess, what would be coming up next for you, what would it be?
Well, being inspired by this woman that sells these coats on Etsy, I want to buy a serger, and I want to make a sweater coat, and I want to paint my fireplace all different colors, and you know, I don't know after that. I think I'm going to lead Artist Way groups starting in January.
Good.
And then just surviving November, December with making lots of lap desks.
Oh, yes. So get some other people to help you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do have people that can help me.
Very good. Well, Kathleen, any last thing you'd like to say to the audience?
Well, just enjoy life and don't think so much.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling in, okay. Kathleen.
Thank you, Judith.
Okay. You are wonderful.
Oh, thank you. So are you. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. So we're nearing the end of the hour. I just want to remind you that next Tuesday, as far as I know, I will be doing the Tuesday program from 4 to 5, then Wednesday and Thursday, 4 to 5 p.m., you can tune in, and you can also go to the archives. I enjoy that you go back to the archives, and any of this material that would work for you, that would be wonderful. And also, I am available for coaching. However that works for you, you can go to judithconradradio.com. The other website, I have two other ones. Actually, I have five or six other ones. It's eugeneintuitive.com. And the other one is A Coach for All Reasons. com. So I have several websites. I just kind of broke it out. So one was just for coaching, A Coach for All Reasons, where it's a little more, you know, the setting your goals and things like that. And the other one, eugeneintuitive.com, is more for the spiritual work. And I am starting a class on Tarot. I have had a couple of folks who've already signed up, and they've decided they want to take it. If you'd like to join them or form your own group or do it individually. Now, when you do it individually, of course, that's all about intuitive development. And everything I do has to do with intuitive development. It's how can I assist you in opening up to source to be able to receive the information. And then once you have done that, now what are you going to do? I know so many people are so much more psychic than I am. I mean, they just are so intuitive, so psychic. However, many of them do not know how to be grounded, and they don't know what to do with it now that they've got it. I like to help you set up your practice. How can you, you know how to price your business, how to put a plan together so that you can have some idea to get from point A to point B, because you would probably want to be of service to many, many people. And also, if any of you would like to learn how to do radio, that's something I love to do too. I've been doing that for the last couple of years. Those people who are have missed me the last 5 years, I've been on doing radio in Eugene. Okay, so it's just about time to close. Ooh, we got something on the microphone. So I'm going to close now, and I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference. See you Tuesday.